Hello, welcome to the English program. Well, we are doing this as a live program, live broadcast on Ustream, and we're going to turn it into an audio boo as well. Now, on the audio boo, we have a series called An Overlook of British Law, and we're sort of using materials here from the Open University's Open Learn courseware. In addition to that, as a sort of a complement to that, we keep on, as and when we sort of see bits of news related to the development, the evolution of English law, British justice, we will do these extra little programs. And there's something which is interesting because the word precedent comes up quite often. And it is interesting because in legal terms, it's extremely important because these are the things which these are part of the development of sort of common and judge-made law. Now, this story we have here from the Liverpool Echo, Liverpool Daily Post. It's liverpooldailypost.co.uk, and the case surrounded a councillor called Sharon Green, who was accused of breaking standard rules by posting a photo of disabled people, accusing, well, it says here, it's Sharon Green's photos, the opposition, and it's a photo of disabled people, and for obvious reasons, standards chiefs in Liverpool were brought in and had to investigate this as a serious breach of the code of conduct by mocking disabled people on her Facebook site. So the inquiry concluded, I'm reading this from the Daily Post here, that she had failed to treat others with respect. There was a similar case involving London Mayor Ken Livingstone, who managed to overturn a ruling that he had breached the code on the basis he was not acting in his official capacity when calling a photographer a Nazi. Now, this set a precedent for having the original finding overturned. So this picture showing a group of disabled adults with the words "the opposition" underneath, and the names of the Labour councillors. It was posted in January 2010 and was still there in May when she was elected in the St. Michael's ward. But the claim was that someone may have hacked into her account to put the picture on. The investigation report stated, "At no point during this investigation has Councillor Green expressed that she has contacted Facebook to inform them that an album appeared within her account, that she did not place it there, and in turn request them to investigate the matter or identify how it was placed there. This would be considered a reasonable course of action for someone who suspected their account had been hacked, given the high profile of this complaint." I can't read all this entire article for copyright reasons, but as I say, if you go to today's Liverpool Daily Post, liverpooldailypost.co.uk, the headline, "Facebook disabled photo slur, Liverpool councillor Sharon Green did not breach code of conduct, say standards board." It is without doubt that the incident has had a negative impact on the reputation of both Liverpool City Council and the Liberal Democrat Party. So this is a development. This is a perfect example, casebook example, of how previous laws, precedents, once they are set, they can be reused, they can be quoted in future, they can be cited, I should say, in future cases. So there we go. Your thoughts on this interesting issue are always invited. Precedent, by the way, spelled PRECEDENT. This is the English program. We're broadcasting live on Ustream, and this program is available on Audioboo.